Place de la République, 37th of March 2016. For the non-initiated, that means the 6th of April. But the Nuit de Bouteuse, or the Up All Nighters, like playing around with dates. Inspired by the French Revolution, which began in year one, they will not allow April to happen unless the capitalist system gets the chop. So here we are, 37th of March, and there's a pleasant atmosphere in Paris's most famous square. There's music, sometimes theatre, and an awful lot of discussion as people from all walks of life try to reconnect with politics by making it real and, above all, meaningful.
Alors je suis là parce que ça fait 13 jours. 13 jours en fait qu'il y a 10 femmes djiboutiennes.
The movement has no leaders and no specific demands, but has structured itself around a number of committees. Everyone goes by the name of Camille, which in French is both a girl and a boy's name. Camille Debout is at the catering committee.
The aim of Nuit Debout is to make people understand that they can have an influence in politics, in democracy, in economy, in society, and they don't have to be apathetic anymore.
Pathetic.
To make them understand that politics is their life. We do not have any power in politics, and we are trying to change it.
So you don't agree with the current system of voting for president, a prime minister, and MPs?
No, it's okay. A joke. It's a joke.
The movement is still in the early stages, says Camille from the General Assembly. So what's important is letting people speak in public to talk about politics without being from a party or a trade union. There are some recurring themes like writing a constitution, inequality that crops up a lot, universal salaries, refugees, ecology, and then there's just the pleasure of being here and talking to so many people. Before the General Assembly, there's a sort of people's tribune where anyone who's taken the trouble to register can express his or her point of view. This homeless man is waiting for his turn. I just want to speak out. Tell people that what happened to me could happen to anyone, he says. I want to say I'm fed up, that it's always the same people that are getting richer, and at the same time people in France can't work because they don't have a fixed address. People who've worked all their lives are obliged to go and beg to have enough to eat. It's got to stop. Wealth must be shared out more. How can we talk about equality when you see some people getting richer and others are starving?
Je pense qu'il y a quand même une vraie déception sur ce que la politique institutionnelle peut apporter.
People are really disappointed with institutionalized politics, says this woman. Just look at the recent revelations over tax fraud, for example. French politicians are implicated in that as well. So the idea of having a citizens' movement that can allow people to take some control over their situation, their futures, well, it makes you feel good.
Mais ça fait du bien.
If you're not angry, it's because you haven't paid attention to what's been happening the last few years, says this man at the Tribune. It's always the little people that get stigmatized, the unemployed, migrants, the little man who tries to cheat the benefits office out of 300 euros, and then you've got leeches stuffing billions in their pockets. Remember, there are 66 million of us, and they are just a few thousand. We have the power. It's no accident that there's a strong anti-capitalist strain in the Nuit Debout movement, because while it has no one leader, it was launched by the team that made a funny and cheeky anti-capitalist documentary film called Merci Patron, or Thanks Boss, which has gone on to become a huge box office hit in France.
Quand les cigares ils changeront de bouche, quand les stars elles changeront demain, quand la bonne soupe elle changera de louche, qui sera dans le botin, quand les gibus ils changeront de tête.
The film was projected in Place de la République on the 31st of March when the Nuit Debout movement was launched.
L'une des morales de ce film, c'est qu'on est parfois plus fort qu'on le pense et ils sont parfois plus fragiles qu'on le croit.
The moral of this film, says its director, François Ruffin, is that we are more powerful than we think and that they are not as powerful as they believe. It's a David and Goliath story. They are the big bosses, and in this case, France's richest man, Bernard Arnault, head of LVMH, the world's largest luxury goods company. And we are the workers that were laid off when Arnault bought a big textile factory in the north of France some years ago. And the majority of the firm's business was then promptly transferred abroad, where labour costs were that much lower.
Un maroil pour Bernard Arnault, un maroil pour Monsieur Trogit.
Ruffin, a left-wing activist and journalist living in the depressed Picardy region in the north of France, felt the issue had to be brought to the forefront.
I found out that Arnault made his fortune just 15 kilometres from where I live. I made the link between his exorbitant wealth and the poverty of the people living in my region. In the 1980s, Bernard Arnault promised that by taking over the Boussac textile group, he would save jobs. He promised the authorities, the employees, the unions, and then, in the end, he liquidated everything except Dior. His luxury empire is based on that lie.
Le mensonge originel, pour ainsi dire, qu'il a fondé son empire du luxe.
The film focuses on a couple, the Clures, who lost their jobs thanks to Bernard Arnault. They live off €400 a month and have accumulated such heavy debts their house is due to be repossessed, unless they come up with €30,000. Ruffin pretends to be their son, and with the aid of hidden cameras helps the couple extort compensation from LVMH in exchange for preserving the luxury goods company's image by not taking their story to the papers.
Ces gens, si on les laisse tout seuls, ils vont faire que s'enfoncer dans la merde.
People talk about manipulation, but if we leave these people on their own, they'll be even more in the shit. I could have been this very serious researcher who turns up to film Misery in the North of France and offers no way out, no course of action. So when I went there, I thought, I'm not just going to record their touching story. I mean, last year, Bernard Arnault made the equivalent of 463,000 times the annual wages of one of those textile workers who was made redundant because she cost too much. That's what's so obscene. In my opinion, when you come face to face with that kind of injustice, you have a duty to get someone out of that situation. You don't just walk on by as if you didn't notice.
Back in Place de la République, people continue to be fired up by the film and its message, which was and is, let's scare the bosses a bit.
Merci patron, merci patron, merci patron, merci patron. Quel plaisir de travailler pour vous.
Frightened. The bosses, the big bosses actually, the 1% of the humanity. We are going to make them understand what to share is, what the world share is. Can you believe that Bernard Arnault earned $9 billion last year? It's 450,000 SMIC, minimum wage in France. 450,000 years of SMIC. Can we accept this any longer? No. And we are saying no. And we are going to say no as long as it takes. And we are going to change this.
One of the Nuit Debout's most influential figures is the leftist economist Frédéric Lordon. He declines to speak to the press but told the movement's followers that they must continue their protest even if the controversial Labour reform bill is withdrawn.
As the economist Frédéric Lordon said, if the law do not pass...
Yeah, it doesn't get passed.
It doesn't get passed, yeah. If the Prime Minister resigned, we are not going to go back home. We are going to keep doing this each night until we get a real democracy with people, not only little number of corrupted people listening to big corporates, destroying our planet, destroying our futures, destroying our lives.
In a long article posted at the Place de la République, Lordon writes that the Nuit Debout movement is demanding nothing, but that's precisely what makes it such a threat to the capitalist world. We are the crazy left, and we are coming, he adds. For the moment, the French government has taken a benign attitude towards Nuit Debout, but the gloves are off, and the revolutionary month of May is fast approaching. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.